Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for responding with the miracle seed. The Lord says that he has equipped thee. And yet the enemy wants to reveal problems. He wants to reveal that you're powerlessness. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for responding to the miracle seed. And you're going to begin to see that great things shall open up for thee. For there is a wellspring of information that God has placed deep down inside of thee. The enemy wants to reveal problems. He wants to reveal powerlessness. He wants to reveal pitfalls and failures. But the Lord says, I see your potential. I see the power that I have placed inside of thee. I see so many possibilities for thee. I see your faith. And yet God has put great inner strength deep down inside of thee. And you're going to experience great breakthroughs. You're going to see great growth. You're going to see better relationships. And yet you will also see more finances. For the Lord said that all the pieces are coming together for thee. And you will experience some remarkable things opening up for thee. And you will come into a time of a knowing. You will come into a time of success that shall open up new surprises. For the Lord says, I send support and strength unto thee in this season. And no matter what situation you may be in, you're going to see solutions. You're going to be aware of all the answers that Father God has in store for thee. I want to talk to you a little bit about your gifts, your strengths, your talents. The Lord has gifted thee in so many areas, yet you have a strong prophetic anointing. Yet you could have pursued a career as an actor, as an architect, as an artist, a carpenter, a chef because of your sensitivity. You could have been a chemical engineer. You could have been a computer analyst, a computer programmer. And again, I see this cook, even dance I see around the dance and the arts. You could also have been a diplomat because you know how to settle matters and settle things because you see both sides of the picture. You could have been an editor. You could have been an electronic engineer. You can also have been a mediator, the musician, music. There's a gift for thee that is even in music. You could have also moved into the area of a nutritionist. Also, there's a gift for poetry in you, and yet you could even got into psychiatry or psychologist, and yet you could have done well even as a systems manager. And there is a strong teacher that Father has placed inside of thee.
And I hear the word of the Lord saying to you today, as you continue to apply your gifts and your talents, Father God is calling you to the higher level in him. And I just hear Father God saying you have the ability to bring peace and harmony and bring others together in a special way. For Father God says, even as you consider the possibility of improvement in the world, Father God says you work tirelessly to bring about the change that's needed. I hear Father God says you have the ability to even work to bring a change and a transformation in the mass consciousness of your community and even of your race. Father God says you recognize things in areas that other people may not see, where Father God says you go beneath the surface. I hear Father God says you have the ability to find the new path, to be the trailblazer. Father God says you're driven to bring a blessing to all of humanity, to serve all of the human race, not just some, not just yourself. Father God says you have an undying love for humanity. And I hear Father God saying your destiny and purpose is tied into bringing a blessing. I hear Father God says you have the ability to open many eyes, to transform many individuals' mindsets. And I hear Father God saying you have the ability to touch individuals at a higher level publicly. For I hear Father God saying public recognition and fame are strongly indicated as you move toward in your gifts and talents at the higher level. For Father God says when you put self aside and think more so of community and more universal, this is assured. For Father God says you're really to content to serve God and to move in the things of God. Yet Father God says He's called you not only to your local arena, yet to the world, the world at whole. So take this opportunity to take your gifts and talents and gear them to a universal blessing and approach rather than just one of a local or one just for self. For Father God says at the higher level, you'll press in and you'll press on and you'll touch many. And that's the word of the Lord.
Dear friend, I want to thank you for releasing your seed. I just want to share a few principles with you concerning strength. Get a pen and begin to write these things down because this is going to be a key for you, a key to your success, a key to your blessings and keys to your prosperity. You see, you want to know how to win the battle and win the war whole. Well, how do you win? I've revealed to you your strength, your talents, what areas that you could go in career, personally, or professionally. I've already given you all of that information. To win whole means to win with your resources and your objective intact. Well, how does one win war or win whole according to Sun Tzu? You do it by removing your enemy's hope for victory. That's why we've given you your strengths. You do it also by using all of your advantages, number two. But number three, employ your enemy's weaknesses. Use them to your advantage. And number four, attack along an unexpected line. Sun Tzu also stated that all men can see the tactics whereby I conquer my enemy, but none can see the strategy I use to create the victory. Strategies has been given to you, have been made known to you. Now you know how to begin to apply what God has placed inside of thee. It's not too late. It's not too soon. It's right on time. Just a few principles concerning your strength that I know that is going to bless you. Number one, strength is determined by focus. What you look at either motivates you or stagnates you. Number two of your strengths. Never use the strength for achieving your goal, convincing others to believe in it. You don't have to convince anyone about anything. God gave it to you. He's given you a gift. He's given you a talent. Number three of your strengths that I want you to begin to know. Disconnect from those who sympathize where you are at and move towards those who energize where you're going. That's key. Watch your environment. Watch whom you have around you. Because environment and people, or wrong people rather, can deplete your strengths as well as your talents. Number four of your strengths. You will use more strength pursuing an option than you will following an instruction. Very key. Number five of your strengths. What you have love for, you will have a longevity in. Where you're placing your love at. Number six of your strengths. Strength must be daily renewed, or it will be eventually expired. You got to use it daily. You got to put it into practice. It must be a daily process. You must talk daily. You must pray daily. You must think daily. And you must stay in His presence on a daily and a continual basis. Alleviate from any one of those, and you're setting yourself up for a future failure. Number seven of your strengths. The strategy to replace a mistake comes from the honesty to admit that you made one. The Bible declares in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." I have a series that I want you to think about getting. And matter of fact, I know you need to have it. It's a series titled Giant Slayers. Giant Slayers. I want you to get a seed in the ground $44 into the ministry, and I want to get this series into your hands because I know that it's going to bless you. Giant Slayers is going to set you free. It's going to make a champion out of you. Once again, thank you, Sister Sarah Bradley, for your miracle seed. God bless.